And now it's time for the children's moments with Miss Sandy.
I got one more coming. He's putting on his shoes. Well, he's coming. What is today?
Sunday.
Father's Day, right? This is Father's Day. Now, do you have a present for your father today? Did you give it to him already? You did? Oh, that was nice of you. Talking about fathers, Brenda was talking about her father, Jim, and I remember him. Him, and he was one of the first ones, and Butch Foster's mother was the first ones that greeted me when I came into this church over 30-some years ago. So, yeah, it was really nice remembering. Mom, we're waiting on you. Okay, our Bible verse today is Proverbs, 4th chapter, verse 1. Listen, my sons, to a father's instructions. Pay attention and gain understanding. So what this is saying is that we need to listen to what our fathers say to us. Do your fathers say any wise quotes, any wise saying that just sticks to your mind? No? Your dad doesn't say? Okay. Well, I have a list. All right? There's 10 of them. Number 10. Why? Because I said so. That's all. Just why? Because I said so. Your dad said that to you? Yeah. Number 9. Just wait till you have kids of your own. Yes. And they're going to ask you the same questions, aren't they? I ask my dad the same questions. And my kids ask their dad the same questions. Number 8. What did I just get finished telling you? Didn't I tell you this already? Yes? No? Okay. All right. Number 7. This is going to hurt me more than it does you. Yes. It always hurts them more. Yes. And it does. Once you get older and you become a parent, you'll know and you'll realize, yes, it does hurt you more. Number 6, do I look like I'm made out of money? Yeah, that's one, that's a good one. Number 5, not now, I'm watching the game. You waited till the games were over with, then you forgot what you were going to ask, so it didn't make any difference. Number 4, when you break your leg, don't come running home and tell me about it. Yes. Now, how, if you break your leg, are you going to run home? Crutches. Well, I don't think you have your crutches by then. Number 3. No, we are not lost. Dads say that a lot. We'll drive around the block 3 times before he finds out where he wants to go. But he's not lost. Number 2, be quiet. Can't you see that I'm thinking? Does your dad tell you that? Then number 1 is, how should I know? Go ask your mother. Right. Well, maybe our fathers don't always know the right answers, but I know that our fathers are always thinking and doing what is best for us. They're not the biggest and the brightest and the smartest, but they do know what they know. It is what God has given them so that they can give to us. So we need to pray for our fathers to let them know that we love them, right? And we pray for them. Because they do provide a home for us. They do provide food for us. Don't they? Your father doesn't do that? Your father doesn't work? He does. So he does provide a home. And he does provide food for us. And he nourishes. And he they instill in us things that we will remember when we're older. We'll think, gosh, Dad did this or Dad did that. So we need to thank them. So and you've already given your gift, but you could also go home and thank them for what they have done for you. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the fathers that we have. Thank you for what they have done for us and what they are going to do for us. In your name we pray. Amen.